Lubbock has seen a slight uptick in COVID-19 diagnoses since the start of June. City and health leaders say that was expected as the city reopens and testing continues.
We don't expect that our positives will remain down in the 0, 1, and 2 range. We think they'll be a little higher than that.
That's Mayor Dan Pope at last week's Lubbock Community Engagement Task Force meeting. At the weekly COVID-19 news conference Wednesday, Health Director Catherine Wells showed new case averages that shows that.
Over the last week, the department has reported an average of 7.5 cases a day, which is an increase over the 5 cases a day that we've been reporting in prior weeks. We are monitoring these numbers and are really looking for any additional potential hotspots.
There has been an increase in new daily numbers, but diagnoses in Lubbock are still low, especially compared to April. Wednesday saw the most cases announced in a single day in over a month, when 16 tests returned positive. City data shows most of the new infections were contracted in the community or through exposure to known cases. Gatherings are a concern, Wells says.
We're seeing groups of people that are gathering and maybe not practicing as much social distancing as we'd like to see. We want people to continue with those social distancing practices, even though we have businesses open and we're able to do more. We as a group, as a community, need to work on making sure that we keep that distance.
Taking other precautions like wearing a face covering and washing hands frequently are still encouraged. Dr. Ron Cook says to keep pop-up outbreaks under control, everyone needs to remain careful.
So one person can spread it pretty quickly to within a few minutes to others, even if they don't have any symptoms.
Another data point that's gone up is testing. Lubbock County has tested nearly 22,000 people since March, close to 7% of residents. 5% of return tests have been positive. Lubbock had a high death rate in April as nursing home outbreaks of coronavirus claimed many lives. That has since flattened.
Also, fortunately, we have not reported any additional deaths in now over a month, and the number of deaths remains at 50 individuals.
Hospitalization rates, a key measure to gauge how the virus is affecting a community, have also lowered. 14 people were hospitalized on Tuesday. For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick.